Your suggestion is a very sharp butter knife.
Oh, this English muffin is fantastic.
I do agree.
Very crumbly.
These are the finest pastries I think I've ever had. Truly a marvelous thing. Truly, truly, Mr. Peterson.
Why, thank you. I couldn't have done it without you. Your designs have inspired what transcends art. This isn't just pastries. This is life.
Curious construction, too. I love these blueprints that you pulled together to show the structural integrity of these English muffins.
Oh, the schematics of the nooks and the crannies. Yes, you've discovered it.
I must say, I don't think you've really had a true pastry if you've not seen the schematics. It's part of the experience. Really living and understanding what goes into that kind of construction.
Mrs. Peterson's going to be so excited. She has the ladies coming over in 10 minutes. And we'll be so happy to unveil these English muffins.
Yes, it will be very stressful, intense, and exciting because the ladies' mischievous reading group has never been exposed to pastries and biscuits and English muffins of this quality before. It will truly make waves in the town, however they understand them.
Yes, our horizons will be broadened, won't they, Mr. Peterson and Victoria?
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. I will bring in my 3D CAD drawing of this English muffin to show the ladies of the reading group Haughty Huffingtons that this is art. This is not just any English muffin. This is architecture. This is art. This is design. This is just divine.
Oh, it's beyond that. I would venture to say that it's a crime against nature. Wouldn't you, Mr. Peterson? Yes, cloning is real. And now it is time to taste the forbidden fruit.
I must say, I hope you're all ready because the ladies are entering the building as we speak.
And they've got monocles to inspect the English muffins. It was BYOM, bring your own monocles.
Yes. Well, I for one, I'm confident they will understand, they will taste, they will feel in these flaky pieces the hard work of the last several weeks that we have been putting into them.
There's a fine line between pleasure and pain, and we're dancing on it. An appropriate amount of time earlier.
3 weeks ago.
Victoria, come here.
Yes.
Hi. I'm doing everything as your instructions demanded, but the flakes, they just aren't coming together. They're flopping, not flaking, they're flopping.
Oh my gosh, did you see where I noted where to put the extra special flakes of butter?
What are you talking about? I've been making these pastries for years. Of course, I put the flaky butter in the flaky positions. There's just something missing. There's something not coming together.
Look at the calculations on Victoria's marker board.
My CAD drawing. My computer animated drawing.
Could you just throw your fancy computer drawings up on the screen so we can review them? I think there must be a flaw. There's something. Something we've overlooked. Something we're missing.
Well, if you look at this inverted view of the CAD drawing, you'll be able to see that I had indicated precisely the density of butter and the correct temperature that you needed to put in each part of the English muffin to get the right amount of flakiness.
Victoria, could you rotate it 45 degrees in the yaw direction?
Yes, yes.
And then zoom in.
Good.
And zoom in again.
Good Lord. Yes. The curvature is asymptotic.
Do you see what I see?
It approaches an infinity.
This won't do. There's butter density here that goes beyond what's physically possible. How could we possibly achieve that level of flavor compacted into such a small cranny, granule? I think if we're going to pull off this magnificent design, we're going to need some advances in butter technology. Yes. We're going to have to push the boundaries of science and truly human sanity if we want to pull this off in 3 weeks.
You want us to play God? You've gone mad!
No. We need to play God. We must play God. Just think what will happen if we don't. The haughty Huffingtons. We'll be the laughingstock of the pastry world for years to come.
Victoria, our hope lies in you.
Absolutely. I will now get my magnifying glass and, you know, we just have cows on property and we will figure out how to make this physically possible. Make the best butter win.
Victoria, I've been reading over butter dynamics, all the old books, for days and days now.
Did you also look at the butter differentials?
Yes, I checked and triple checked the butter differentials. I've square rooted the butter dynamics. There's nothing here. I don't think anyone has ever gone this deep into the butter zone before.
So, welcome to my thrift store, you guys. You want to buy this magnifying glass here?
We'll need all of your magnifying glasses.
Gold.
We'll do your magnifying glass display differential equations when you look at butter.
My entire inventory and this book of dark arts, the Butternomicon.
Wait a second. The Butternomicon?
The Butternomicon.
The Butternomicon. I've
heard of the Butternomicon. Those are dark arts crafts.
Well, let me take it off the shelf. I'm going to blow some dust off it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You know what you've done. Blowing dust off the... God. You have to treat the Butternomicon with great care.
With great respect.
Small deviation could change the physics of butter in ways we cannot understand.
The Butternomicon, there have been temples built in honor of the Butternomicon, worshipping the Butternomicon texts.
Victoria, what do you think the Butternomicon, the Butternomicon is doing here in this flimsy thrift store in the center of our town?
Well, it's basically a book of spells that I'm selling for $15.99. If you buy like a magnifying glass, you get $2 off if you're interested in it.
Victoria, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm so thinking what you're thinking. Should we say it at the same time?
Yes. Yes.
We should buy the Butternomicon. Take over the Butternomicon worlds with all of the evil spells.
Yes, all of that. But we should definitely start by fleecing this shop owner who's only selling it for $13.
I can hear you.
We'll take all of your magnifying glasses and your books.
All right, I just need to hit my numbers. So here you go. Thank you. $13.
Hun. Interesting. We might be able to convert the haughty Huffingtons into the temple of Butternomicon.
Wait. You're saying we skip right over the part where we try to convince them with the strength of our baking expertise and go right to the brainwashing immediately?
Yes, absolutely. We can brainwash them. And what I've heard about the book of the Butternomicon is that the best way to invoke the spirit of Butternomicon is to start an a cappella group named the Butternomicons.
The Butternomicons.
Butter.
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 No.
No. nooks and crannies.
Butternomicon.
All right, Butternomicons, you have proven that you are worthy of the a cappella spirit of the butter within.
Wow, this...
But the last part of the hazing ritual is to drink this mason jar of melted butter as fast as you can.
It's not going to be good for my cholesterol, but in the name of science...
Oh, don't worry. It's not just the name of science. It's going to make your butter nama a cappella conic powers so much stronger.
I better get the Nobel Prize for this because I'm like 3 bites away from a heart attack.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. First, finish first. Glug, glug, glug.
Butter. Oh, cholesterol. Hey, guys. Hey, it's me, Carl, from the Haughty Hoffingtons. I'm still in the basement. Is anyone gonna untie me?
Carl. Oh, Carl. We're not going to untie you until you help us with our scheme, of course.
That's real menacing, the way you're laughing.
We won't untie you until we force feed you lots of butter, and then... you can go and convert. You are our vessel of conversion for the Haughty Huffingtons.
Vessel of conversion? I like butter.
Good. Yeah. That's all we needed from you, really.
We also need to play to you.
You see.
That's part of the ritual.
And we're only telling you this because manifestly it certainly does not matter if we explain our evil plot to you at this point in time. You see... by unlocking the butternomic secrets of the Butternomicon, Victoria and I have discovered that intense hyperdimensional butter can take over the mind and the spirit and the self-control of anyone who consumes it in vast quantities. And you will be our little mole inside the Haughty Huffingtons who will help us.
You know, the way you're lowering me slowly... into this vat of hot butter while you explain your plan, it makes me feel like, I don't know, you're gonna cook me into your pastries or whatever.
Well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was implied, right?
Oh, it burns with the power of 1,000 toasters.
Oh, hon, we're doing it. We're doing it. There's butter. This butter, this will be the magic butter.
Such an exquisitely delicious death. Filled with second degree burns. And flavors.
Victoria, I've checked the numbers. I've done the math. I've run the dimensions. I've put it underneath the microscope in every way I can. And I have to tell you, this recipe is perfect. There has never been more nooks and crannies in an English muffin. And there never will be.
I agree. I'm so glad that we could invoke the spirit of the Butternomicon and turn this reading group into the best Butternomicon a cappella group ever.
Butternomicon.
Yes, who would have thought that people for years were searching for the great secret, the baker's stone, as you might say, of making perfect, flaky, buttery English muffins, but they never thought that human sacrifice would be the secret.
Judge number 3 here, I am delighted with your confection here. What is your secret ingredient?
Love.
Tastes like mushroom, kind of. Mushroomy?
There's some mushroom in there.
Am I picking up some ginger?
Good taste. Ginger as well. Excellent. You've got a very good palate.
All things you can forage. The only things you can forage.
Forage.
I have to say.
So it's locally sourced?
Absolutely.
Oh, the so locally.
Things that we put in there are all local.
You might say they're just from around town.
Exactly. Precisely.
I love the crunchiness. Certainly this, what is that? Is that a toenail? No, that's, can't be.
It's very unlikely. Highly, highly unreasonable for you to think about that being a toenail. No, the secret ingredient is love, as we've said, love. Lots of love.
And humanity.
Well, it is rich with humanity. Yes. I've never tasted anything like it. I'm prepared to give you the blue ribbon.
The blue ribbon. Fun.
It's everything.
It's everything. I could want.
Yes. It is the greatest honor.
The sacrifices.
Yes. All the sacrifices that we made making all those 3D CAD drawings and taking the differentials of butter into account.
Yes. At this point, our victory is basically assured. You know, I don't think anything could possibly go wrong that would steal this victory from our jaws of success.
Except for that sudden death round against the haughty Huffingtons.
What?
Sorry, those are the rules. I wish I could just hand over the trophy now, but there must be a face-off, and only one of you will win. So, this is your latest design?
Yes, I mean, it certainly looks like you've been working quite hard at it.
Yeah, it looks like you didn't use any computers for this like we did.
Well, normally, you know, we are a family business, and my son Carl and I come up with...
Carl.
I haven't seen him in a long time. Have you seen Carl?
No.
You hesitated there.
It's been at least a day.
I hear that Carl just likes to run away all the time, and, you know, he just disappears like that.
Is that what you say, Victoria? Carl's just run away, huh?
Well,
yeah, I mean, Carl used to get in trouble with all the kids, which is, you know, he's just be running that crowd that used to just like run away from school growing up. And it just sounds like Carl, like he'd just disappear for a few days.
Well, as Carl's father, I was concerned about the lad, but now that he's got into the family business of the Haughty Huffington Bakery, I feel like he's really found a purpose in life. And speaking of purpose, I can't help but admire the succulent deliciousness of your pastries. Mm.
Speaking of purpose, we do like to use our all-purpose flour.
Yeah.
Just right here on the counter. Just right here.
Oh, it's flesh-colored.
Oh, husband of mine, I think you are losing the line here a little bit. We came here to make fun of our competitors, not to enjoy their pastries. I'm sure that this pastry is disgusting. Look at it.
Invoke the butternomicon spell.
Butternomicon. Oh my god.
What is it?
You are part of the cult a cappella group of the butternomicons.
The butter god speaks from high above.
Yes, the butter god speaks, and it's so wonderful to listen to. So let's distribute all of the butter biscuits to the whole town and convert them to the Butternomicon a cappella group.
Yes, yes.
Yes, devious plans.
You were my competitors, but now I feel I must join you. I'll put a robe on if that's what you're into.
Yes, that's absolutely. We invoked the spell, so now you are one of us. That is how we win all the face-offs and take out the competition.
And you shaved your heads? I guess
here's your razor. Yes. You know, some people call it a chef's knife, but you know, it works perfectly to cut hair to join our butter cult.
Without hair, we do not have to wear a baker's net. It is the way. It is the way.
All is one. Without hair,
the easier for our third butter eye to open and see the truth. It is the way.
It is the way. And without hair, we can see into the future and spread the gospel of the Bajonomicon.
The light in the darkness reveals the truth.
Are you feeling it?
Oh, totally. Yes. Big time.
Absolutely.
One of us. One of us. One of us.
Butternomicon.
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 Hey,
seed.